Cool.
Now, a lot of times these koshesh for the benish chai. So we said on Trima, if you crush up a tree, then the Maran says you make adama, but you make ha'et, if it's crushed up date. However, the benish chai says, we'll koshesh for the ramah, so we'll call it make a Maran. So he comes out, shakol on jams. That was, Vadia goes back. No, jams are ha'et. What about popcorn? So Mor Chaliyahu says, you can't see, it doesn't look like a piece of corn anymore. Change. However, Yalki Yosef, Yalki Yosef says, he asked his father, they went with Hadamah. Why? Because you could still see a little bit it comes from the corn. The piece, the kernel, the seed, you could tell it comes from the thing. The same thing. Like it covers it's all Hadamah. Same thing. Okay, and we'll
you
say
can see the
one,
kernel on the inside of it. Like
you
it
see a little bit,
out.
Right? You can see a little bit over there. Corn flakes. So there's two types of corn flakes. The ones that are made from a kernel that was just smushed. Made from pieces of corn, or if it says like milled corn in the ingredients or grit, that's like Kellogg's and Post. Those ones are Hadama. Both, even by Ashkenazim, Moshe, but it says in Yalki Yosef. In the earliest one, Tavshin Nun, Nun Aleph Brachot and Tavshin Ayin Aleph Brachot. It says that in Yalki Yosef. However, Halach Baruch goes with Shakol on the corn flakes. But the ones that are like General Mills, the ones that are made, they're other ones, General Mills and Kellogg's, their ones are shakol because they're really made from corn flour. They're totally crushed up. They have like pot, kiniot is shakol, reish fat, fat that comes from the pot kiniot that the Gemara says, it was kimcha tesare. The Gemara has something, it's totally crushed up. Ben Yona says, that's no longer trima even for the Rambam. The Rambam has this idea, it's totally crushed. Lagamre, and sometimes also Armin Hag Sardim is if it's added another flavor. So then, in a lot of these cereals, there's other things going on. Therefore, it's shakol. So therefore, the bottom line is, according to Halakha, all the cornflakes are shakol. According to Yalki Yosef, you make a chiluk, depends on how it was made. A lot of the American cereals are usually hadamah, but you could check the cornflake ones. Basically, in general, with cereals, you check if it's flour, if it's made from a corn flour, rice flour, and it's made with another ingredient, shakol. But if it's made with a milled corn, or a crushed corn, then it's hadamah. How's that?